Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Play included is celebrating the one-year anniversary of Initiate Training on what is the aforementioned National Play Day 2023. The exciting bit is that it's all based around Lego, and Dr. Gina Gomez de la Cuesta is on the line now to speak to us about all of that. Morning to you.
Hey.
Thanks for coming on. I notice you're doing one of these courses in Cambridge in a few days' time, but pointless promoting it because it's already full up. But presumably you'll be doing another one in a few weeks or months' time.
That's right, yeah. We've got a two-day course about how to support neurodivergent children through play with Lego bricks in the next couple of days. And yes, we would love for more teachers and education and health professionals to come along to our training. You can find out all about that on our website. But we're very excited to be celebrating Play Day today, because that's what we're all about here at Play Included.
Yeah, I was looking at the County Council website. It's come up with ideas. Personally, I think I'd rather stick with the Lego, but they're suggesting water balloons, super soaker water guns, which they claim you can have the Great Neighbourhood Water Fight, which is sort of like an Asbo waiting to happen, as far as I can see. Tug of War Challenge, hula hoops, skipping ropes. It kind of suggests that the simple things, it's like the old-fashioned stuff, is actually, I think Lego's goodness knows how many years old now. I kind of think the old-fashioned things are the best, aren't they?
They can be, certainly. I think play can be very simple, and it's so essential for all children's emotional health, their learning, and it's just fun to do. And we often don't have enough time for play in our lives, so getting any activity, although I think it might be a bit too cold for water soakers and water fights at the moment, but any kind of play is going to boost children's well-being.
What is it particularly about Lego which helps development?
Well, so much development that happens through any kind of play. And with Lego bricks, what we've found in our research at Play Included is that playing collaboratively, doing something that you enjoy and is fun, like Lego building, can be really supportive for neurodivergent children, such as autistic children, who are sometimes excluded from play opportunities. So there are so many skills going on when you build a Lego model. You have got motor skills, you've got the kind of following instructions. If you're building a set, you've got a huge opportunity for creativity. And we know that autistic people can be hugely imaginative and creative in what they make. So I guess Lego is hugely flexible, though. You can build anything you like. So, yeah, the world is your oyster when you're building a Lego model.
I guess it kind of goes through the ages, doesn't it? I know there's the Duplo stuff for the really, really young ones. But once you sort of get on to Lego proper, shall we say, you know, tiny little hands building, I don't know, even if it's something like a house or something like that, you know, can get the bricks in place. And now, as you say, the following instructions, oh my goodness, you know, when you get into, was it Lego Metro or Star Wars Lego and some of the other sort of themed parts of Lego, which now seem to be around, I don't think I can manage it now, quite frankly.
No, it can be quite complex. And often what we find is our neurodivergent children can be absolutely brilliant at following those visual instructions, because they have a real strength in the visual spatial arena sometimes. And what we also find is it's a great way, building Lego models, to, if it's facilitated in a playful way by the adult in our brick clubs, you see that children start working together, helping each other out. So you've got the kind of social element of play and collaborating with each other and helping each other out that comes along as well.
I guess Lego are putting, you know, being, you know, presumably Danish and altruistic, you know, are sort of funding this in part, but for the greater good.
That's right. Well, Play Included, we're a social enterprise, a not-for-profit, and we're very lucky to have our programme, the Brick by Brick programme, endorsed by the Lego Foundation, who are obviously Danish. So they're funding us to scale up our training around the world. And we're celebrating today because our level one online training for health and education professionals is a year old, our Refresh New training. And we've now trained about 800 people this year from 24 different countries, and we've worked with autistic consultants and the LEGO Foundation and academics here in Cambridge to make our training the most helpful as possible for the children and young people who come to the Brit Clubs.
I guess there's two sides to it. We've mentioned the training, the fact that you're doing one for Cambridge in a few days, but we'll and with others to follow. As we said, that one's full. From the other side of it, though, I'm thinking there's going to be parents who are listening and thinking, yeah, my child could benefit from taking part in all of this. How do they then find somewhere where the Brick by Brick program, great name by the way, has been built up?
That's a great. We're currently doing some web development actually to have a map or a list of places where people can find a Brick Club. Usually, it's run in schools. So if you would like your child to have a Brick Club at school, you can ask your school to come to send some staff on our training to run a Brick Club. But we realise that, you know, not everyone's got a Brick Club, and parents may want to do something with their child at home. And we've got some free play at home activities that you can just download from our website at playincluded.com. So if parents or carers are interested in building Lego models with their children, with any old Lego you've got around the house or a set, we've got some ideas there that are kind of particularly geared towards autistic children, about sort of having fun and playing at home.
So when it buckets down with rain this afternoon, that's the thing to do, to head to the website, download the information, have a quick read of it, and sort of get there playing with your children.
Exactly. And we know that parents playing with the children is just such an important thing for all children's well-being, and we should all spend more time playing, adults and children alike.
Well, left to your own devices, if you weren't necessarily working with a child, what would you build out of Lego?
Oh gosh, do you know what? That's a great question. I like building things that kind of move. So cars, vehicles, anything with wheels that you can kind of broom around.
Yeah, no, I used to love the old wheels. I used to do a fairly neat articulated lorry, which you had these little swivel bricks. You know, bricks, and you could do the cab. It was great. Wonderful. Gina, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Before I let you go, quickly that website address, because I know people always moan that I sort of rush through these things and they don't get a chance to note it down. My
pleasure. That's right. It's playincluded.com, and that's where you can find info about our Brick by Brick programme training and the Play at Home free activities.
That's excellent. Gina, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Cambridge Breakfast this morning. That's Dr. Gina Gomez de la Cuesta, who's the founder and director of Play Included. And as you know, when we do an item about buses, we always play National Express. So an item about Lego has to be Ed Sheeran.
Cambridge 105 Radio.